Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H2 FY25 earnings conference call of Viilas Transco Limited, hosted by PhillipCapital (PCG) Desk. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Akhilesh from Stellar IR. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Alaric. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Akhilesh Gandhi, and we are Stellar Investor Relations, manage investor relations for Viilas Transco. I'd like to welcome you all to the Viilas Transco Limited H2 and FY25 earnings conference call, hosted by PhillipCapital (PCG) Desk. Today, we will be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the second half and full year ended by March 31, 2025. We are pleased to have us today with the management of Viilas Transco, Mr. Nilesh Patel. He's the Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature. These are based on the company's current beliefs, assumptions, and expectations. They are not guarantees of future performance and involve certain risks and uncertainties. The company does not undertake any obligation to update these forward-looking statements to reflect any future events or developments. The financial results and investor presentation have already been uploaded on the stock exchange and available for the public. With that, I now invite Mr. Nilesh Patel to share his opening remarks on the company's performance for H2 and FY25. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Akhilesh. Good afternoon, everyone. Myself, Nilesh Patel, would like to warmly welcome all of you to today's earnings call. Thank you for your continued interest and support. I also want to thank PhillipCapital (PCG) for hosting this call. Today, we will discuss the key operational and financial highlights for the six-month period and full year ending March 31, 2025. Before we deliver into the specifics, I would like to provide a brief overview of our company for those who may be new to Viilas Transco Limited. About Viilas Transco Limited, started in 1996 as a proprietorship firm and converted into a private limited company in 2006. Viilas Transco Limited is a leading manufacturer and supplier of power transmission and distribution components, primarily serving transformer and other power equipment manufacturers in India and internationally. Our product portfolio includes a wide range of cold-rolled grain-oriented CRGO electrical laminations, such as CRGO laminations cores, slit coils, stacked assemble cores, wound cores, and toroidal cores. These components are integral to the efficient functioning of the power and distribution transformers. We operate from two ISO 9001:2015 certified manufacturing facilities located in Paul, near Vadodara, Gujarat, with a total production capacity of 12,000 metric tons per annum. We are pleased to set a major milestone in our growth journey. We have successfully expanded our total installed capacity from 12,000 metric tons per annum to 36,000 metric tons per annum. This capacity expansion is a significant leap forward and aligned with our long-term strategy of strengthening market presence, supporting growing demand, and improving operational efficiencies. In addition to capacity expansion, we are diversifying our product portfolio with the introduction of two new offerings. One is transformer radiator. These are critical components used in transformer to dissipate heat and maintain optimal operating temperature. We have commissioned a dedicated line for radiator manufacturing with an installed capacity of 7,200 metric tons per annum. This addition is expected to enhance our value-added product mix and contribute meaningfully to our revenue growth. The other product is nanocrystalline cores. These are high-performance magnetic material known for superior energy efficiency and compact form factor. They are used in advanced applications such as EV charger, renewable energy system, and high-frequency transformer and energy meter. With this addition, we are positioning ourselves at the forefront of next-generation power technologies and energy infrastructure. The journey to this milestone was not without its challenges. We encountered delays due to multiple statutory approval and faced unforeseen flooding at the project site and challenges of very high shortage of labor and skilled workers agencies to finish the project. Despite these setbacks, our team demonstrated resilience and remained focused on execution. Today, I am pleased to report that all new machineries are at the final stage of installation. Trial production will commence in next 10 to 15 days. We are on track to begin full-scale commercial operation by July 2025. A key highlight of financial year 25 was full capacity utilization on the existing 12,000 metric ton per annum capacity. Total production was 12,069 metric ton per annum due to change in product mix. This reflects strong and sustained customer demand, operational excellence and efficiency. Our readiness to seamlessly scale up a new capacity becomes operational. This track record gives us strong confidence that the recently added capacity will be optimally utilized, backed by our growing order book and robust customer pipelines. Now let me walk you through the key financial highlights for the period. Second half, H2 financial year 25. Total income stood at rupees 195 crores, reflecting a 27% year-over-year increase. EBITDA, include other income, was rupees 31 crores, up 70% year-on-year with an EBITDA margin of 15.7%. Profit after tax stood rupees 20 crores, up 67% year-on-year with a PAT margin of 10.2%. Full year financial 25. Total income stood to 362 crores, reflecting a 15% year-over-year increase. EBITDA, including other income, was 54 crores, up 55% year-on-year, with an EBITDA margin of 14.8%. Profit after tax stood rupees 34 crores, up 48% year-on-year, with a PAT margin of 9.4%. We also delivered a strong return ratio with ROE at 16.4%, ROCE at 17.7%. Additionally, we remain net debt-free, maintaining a healthy and conservative balance sheet structure. And going forward with our enhanced production capabilities, diversified portfolio, and a more resilient supplier network, Vilas Transport is well positioned to meet rising demand in both domestic and international markets, expand into adjacent and high-value product segments, strengthen supply chain continuity, drive sustainable, profitable, and scalable growth. Looking ahead, we remain focused on innovation in product and process, widening our market presence, enhancing operational efficiency, and ultimately delivering a long-term value to all stakeholders. With that, I conclude my opening remarks. Thank you once again for your time, trust, and continuous support. Moderator, you may now open the floor for the questions.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin with a question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Naman Parmar from Niveshay Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of numbers. Firstly, I wanted to understand currently in the H2, how much the new product has contributed in the revenue, the nanocrystalline core and the radiator?
Sir, that new product, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, that all operational is coming from July 2025. Our sales will start from July 2025 for all new products from the new plant.
Okay, from July it will contribute. So how much total revenue potential would be there for the radiator and crystalline core?
As we said, we have put the plant of 700 metric ton per month, 600 metric ton per month. So in this financial year, we are targeting to reach to around 300 metric ton per month as a radiator. And the lamination is a 1,000 metric ton per month. So 12,000 metric ton and 3,600 metric ton for radiator and 12,000 metric ton for the CRG is targeted for this financial year.
And nanocrystalline core?
That we will contribute in somewhere around 50 crores as a value. Because that cannot be described in tons. Because the few cells are in the pieces and few cells are in kg.
Okay. And secondly, on the any expectation to go into higher class of kV of lamination, or we have applied for any PGCIL approval for higher class 220 or 440 cases?
After July, we will be able to apply in PGCIL approval.
Okay. And lastly,
so, first we will get the approval of 220 kV, then after a few months we will go for 400 kV, and then we can go for 765 kV.
Okay. So in the current year, how much capacity utilization you expect from the new plant, the 24,000 ton that you have added?
So 50% of the expanded capacity.
Okay, 50% utilization you will achieve for the new capacity, and 12,000 the old, you will get the 12,000 in the current year also. And currently, how is the CRGO prices and how is
right.
the
varying with the 1 or 2% plus or minus? This time it is minus with the 2%.
So any shortage you are not facing currently?
No.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much for answering.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sridhar Jadhav from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Sir, just wanted to get a flavor on the movement of raw material prices. So one of your peer competitors, they face certain challenges in procuring raw materials. So just wanted to get at the BIS approvals of all the suppliers is in place, and we don't envisage any raw material shortage in the coming quarters.
We don't see any kind of raw material shortage. We didn't see in this entire financial year. Even we don't see for the future also.
Okay. And so on the capacity utilization, sir, so with this new expansion, so with the coming demand, when can we expect full utilization? So how much time will it take for you to reach 80 to 90% of the entire 36 kiloton capacity?
Sir, as I always said in my commentary, this year we are targeting to get the 50% output of the plant. So 12,000 metric we have targeted from this year. And then financial year, we will reach to 24,000 metric tons of the new plant.
Okay, so phase wise.
First thing to get 12,000 first for this financial year.
Okay. And sir, any plans to forward integrate towards the transformer manufacturing, or we will try to move across adjacent products?
Sir, our company is forecasting as a component manufacturing company. So we will definitely expand, we will add up the new products, add in transformer components. We have no plan to go to the transformer manufacturing in the Vikas Transport Limited, nor even the CTA also, because that business is fast and that is the end.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in.
Thank you. Participants, please restrict yourselves to two questions. If you have any other questions, kindly rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Arnav Dharamsi from Ashima Enterprise. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. And congratulations on great numbers. First question is on receivable days, sir. We have seen some substantial increase in receivables and inventory. So if you could just speak on what could be the normalized receivable number or days we're looking at.
Sir, normally when there is a shortage of CRGO, the receivables is around 60 days of our sales. And when there is ample CRGO is available, receivable is 90 days of the our sales. So whatever the receivables is there right now is due to little bit sell, increase in sales, because all those receivables are late 90 days. And as in last quarter, we have a very good sales. So the numbers are higher than the last year. That's the first thing. Second thing, stock is more because we are starting up the new plant. So we have to build up the little bit of more stocks, because now we are in few days. We will start the trial production from our new plant, and from July we are planning to start the sales from there. So we need to maintain this cost over there also, and which is that we have built up, because CRG is not a product which I go today and I can find, I get it today.
Understood, understood.
These are the reasons. That's why this a little bit receivable is on the higher side, as well as the stock is on the higher side.
Understood, sir. So second one on the supply side, we have seen some transformer companies come in the CRGO lamination space, and they're doing some capex on that side. Do you think that will soften any kind of margins, or that will be any dampener? Because I understand right now the market size should be 450,000 metric ton approximately plus minus. So with transformer companies backward integrating into CRGO lamination, how do you look at it?
Sir, till date I have seen one transformer company who has done that. Trill has done that, but even today we are supplying to Trill also.
Understood.
Backward integration will not solve the purpose, because that is not their main business.
Got it.
They will also have challenges in procuring the material, productions, and all those things. In spite of that, Trill has their own manufacturing facility. We are supplying laminations to them even today's date.
Okay. And so on FY27 numbers approximately, obviously, what do you think could be our market share in the overall CRGO industry?
Sir, at present, if you see our market share is around 3%, and we are targeting to get that up to around 5 to 6%. As we are forecasting around 24,000 metric tons in the next this financial year.
Okay, I think you had mentioned 18,000 metric tons or 24,000 metric tons, sir?
I said 12,000 from the old plant we are doing, and 12,000 we to do it from the new plant in this financial year.
Oh, so we are looking at total utilization of close to 20,000.
Sorry to interrupt, Arnav. You are done with your two questions. Kindly rejoin
the
queue.
Sure, I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Khadija Mantri from Capri Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So my first question is, I wanted clarification regarding PGCI approval. You said that we will be receiving the approval in July 2025 or July 2026.
Ma'am, we will be eligible for the applications in July 2025. Then it will take audit, inspection and everything. So we are expecting next 6 to 7 months to get the approval for the PGCI.
Okay, so within next 6 to 7 months from July 2025 onwards, you expect that you will get approval for all the higher KV products from 220 KV to 765.
No, ma'am. That will be the first PGCL approval. Then after certain supplies and on that performance, we will upgrade after. Or they can give us to up to 400 kV class at the first point, because our plant is for the 765 kV. But we don't know what will be the extent. They can give up to 220, or they can give us to directly 400. That all depends at the time of inspections and all those things.
Okay, but best estimates by FY26 end, should we have all the approvals in place, or it will
in next financial we will get all the approvals.
Okay. You mean FY27?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Yeah, that's it for my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Chetan Vora from Abacus Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Chetan.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. Sir, two questions. Hello. I just missed out the reason you gave for the increase in the inventory and the increase in debtors.
So you want me to give you again?
Yeah, please.
Okay, yeah. So increase in debtors is because we have more sales in last quarter, as well as there is right now people are asking for a little bit credit. As material is available in the market, when material is in shortage, we always take the advance or LCs But our few customers, those wants down the credit basis, and we have to give them as they are our 20-25-year-old customers. So this is around 2 months outstanding, which is normal in CRGO situation. CRGO business, whatever we sell monthly, 2 to 3 months outstanding is normal.
Fine. And what
Out
about the
of
inventory, sir?
that outstanding, we have lots of LC, which we have received material supplied against the LC, but we don't get that discounted, so it shows as an debtors only.
Right. And what about the inventory, sir?
Inventory, we have to start this new plant. We have to keep the 1,000 to 1,500 metric ton inventory at the new plant. And earlier, our plan was to start production in April or May. So that's why we have procured the material. Now, we are shifting that all materials. We are waiting for the BIS approval for the new plant, which we have already applied. Today, inspection is on. So once that approval will come, we have to half of the inventory from here to new plant for the process.
Okay. So, but the new plant, commercial production, as what you have mentioned, it will be commencing only from the quarter two of July onwards, right?
Yeah. So we will start the commercial production in next month. Mostly billing will start from the next month.
Right. Right. And sir, what makes us confident in that we'll be able to utilize the 50% of the new capacity of lamination, and for radiator also we will be able to utilize at 300 or almost
Radiator,
50%?
as far as radiator is concerned, it's about our manufacturing capability and capacity. Market is not a question at all. Regarding, yes, there is a challenge, but we have developed two, three new customers in our old plant, which we have developed for the new plant. Once the new plant will start, we will start supplying material from that. And looking to the present market situation and market demand, we don't see big challenge. Yes, there is a challenge. We don't see big challenge, which we will see in always my commentary. I said next year we will achieve a 600 crores of turnover, and financials these are 27, 1,000 crores. That's I always say. So to increase 250 crores sell in next financial year, we don't find any challenges, because even at present, our old plant, we are refusing lots of orders. So once
Right.
that plant will start, we will definitely start doing from that. And yes, we have lost first 2 months, but we'll recover it in last quarter.
For Nano, you told that it is not possible to quantify in volume terms. So you told that 50 to 60 crores of revenue, right, from Nano initially?
Right.
And so can you give us the profitability in terms of, the lamination we make like 12% margin? What about the radiators and nano crystalline pumps?
Both are more than the lamination.
But how much more? Would it be 15 to 20% or more than 20%?
Nano crystalline is around gross margin, EBITDA margin of around 25%.
Okay.
And the radiator is around 20-22%.
Okay, this we will be able to make it from this year itself, yeah?
Yeah,
At the optimal capacity.
we are trying that we will reach in optimal capacity, but that nano crystalline is a technological product. We have two or three products technology with us, which we will start immediately, and then other products we have to develop.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
A reminder to all participants, please restrict yourselves to two questions. If you have any more questions, kindly rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Prolin Nandu from Edelweiss Public Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Hi, Nilesh bhai. Thank you for taking my question, and congratulations on good set of numbers. My first question is on our core CRGO business. Now, if I look at your margins, right, you have always guided for, let's say, 11-13%, maybe at the top end of our guidance when there is a shortage of CRGO, or maybe there is a lower priced raw material which we have and we enjoy the benefit of it. But full year we have done 14%, right? So is there anything like a one-off year or anything related to CRGO price because of which we have been able to report such high margins, higher than our stated range as well? And how should one think about next year margins or a steady state margins going forward?
So CRGO, you can always take say 7% as a net margin and 2 to 2.5% than the present what we have achieved. That should be the bottom or base level. That is what we have to consider. And when there is a good days and good demand, you can always have 2-3% more margin, which we have done in this financial year. But the base part in our company is that we are adding up two more products, which will definitely contribute helping us overall margin of the company. And in CRGO also, we don't see extraordinary drop or a market in such a condition that you will drop drastically. I don't see.
Understood, sir. One more question or two more questions from my end. When you say that you are very confident, right, of achieving this 12,000 ton number for the entire year, and we have also developed some of the customers, so are we going to replace some of the smaller CRGO lamination companies who are unorganized in nature, and are we gaining market share, or is it more to do with these companies which are expanding? And also on your other businesses, right, radiator in the past you had, radiator part, in the past you had mentioned that, you know, the peak would be somewhere close to 100, 120 crores. So there also this whole approval, will it coincide with the approval or the testing for our CRGO business? So there also we can expect a 9-month kind of a run rate for radiator business. Is that assumption correct?
So in radiator business, we had already had a visit of 4 to 5 transformer manufacturers, and they are ready to do the annual contract with us once our plant will be in operation. So for radiator, it's about, because it's a new product for us, how fast we will be able to achieve the quality and deliver to the customer, that's on us, and we have to do that. Otherwise, market is no problem at all. In CRGO, you can have a 0.001% doubt, but in radiator, we don't have any doubt. So once that plant will be in operational, whatever the, we will develop the capacity slowly, that will be all fully booked. And coming forward to the next 1 or 2 years, we don't see that even we will sell the radiator in India. We are going to do this is 100% export-oriented unit, because we put up the plant capacity and everything like that only. So about radiator, we don't have anything in our mind. Now, second thing comes to us, 1,000 metric ton per month in CRGO. So if you see, I had promised that in this financial year, we are going to get the 600 crores turnover. We are focusing that we will achieve, we are going to achieve 1,000 metric tons lamination from the plant to two. But even if we don't do 1,000 metric ton, we will be 800 metric ton, we will reach to 600 crores of the turnover. But we are definitely going. Yeah, go ahead.
No, what I wanted to understand is that this incremental thing, is it coming at a cost of PLs or?
No. So that's what I am saying. Our 2 or 3 customers to whom we are supplying, they are expanding in big way. Their manufacturing facility is also coming in this come into the picture in this financial year only. And 2 new customers we have developed. So around 300 to 400 metric tons we are going to get from these 3-4 customers only. And another 400-500 tons we have to fish, which may be the shares of another lamination manufacturer. But when we go to all the transformer manufacturing, everybody is growing right now. So it's not a question that we will take the share of anybody else. That demand is increasing, and we are supplying to them. We are catering to the increased demand. We don't have to cut anybody.
Understood, Nilesh bhai. All the very best. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you for this.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Krupa Desai from Electrum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So my question was, as you said that radiator and nanocrystalline are high technology products, so have we done any technology tie-up for this?
Ma'am, for radiator, we have a good technical team. We hired it since last 10 months from the very renowned in India number one radiator manufacturing company. For that, we need the skilled labors and everything, which we have tied up. The second thing, nanocrystalline core. In that, we have our small unit in Manesar, where we make this since last 5-6 years. So the similar product, we have lots of order, which that unit is very small and not able to cater. So the new business which is getting imported from China, that will be diverted from in our unit, and we are going to cater from our unit. So two or three products which regularly is going on, that is what we will start initially. And once that will be stable, three or four new products is there for which we have to develop. And for the trial error and the technology tie-up or technical guidance, we have to take from the companies based in China. So we have all those kind of understanding. They will not come here, but they will guide us for how to achieve that products and everything.
Okay, sir. And right now, all of these radiators and nanocrystallines are imported from China. Is my understanding correct on this?
No, ma'am. Radiator, there are a lot of manufacturers in India. It's not getting imported at all.
Okay.
But the demand is increasing, as I said, as transformer industries is getting increased, their ancillaries are not have been developed. So they are struggling to get, see, if you listen the commentary of the any transformer company, they are struggling for the parts. They are struggling for the lots of products. So we are identifying that products and putting up the international level plant. So that when we start that, we definitely get the order if we are making the very good product. And that's how, and we are sitting into the hub of the transformer. Radiator is a bulky product. Very highly transport sensitive product. So when we will be able to make it here, there are lots of manufacturers to whom we met, transformer manufacturer, and they are eagerly waiting that when we will start our unit.
Okay, sir. And sir, this quarter we did a 13% EBITDA margin. So are this margin sustainable?
If we start with this two product, yes, it is sustainable. If we come as an whole Vilas Transco, it will be sustainable.
Okay, sir. And sir, you have guided in the presentation that next year we'll do 60% to 70% growth. So, sir, what could be the short to medium term growth guidance according to you? If you can provide a ballpark number.
It's the same. You can say that if we are targeting 600 crores turnover for the next financial year, the first 6 months has to have 300 crores. That may be shortfall by, say, 260 or 270 or 250, and we have to do the 350 in the next half. That kind of fluctuation has to come, maybe come, but definitely 600, we are going to reach to the 600, that is for sure.
Okay, and sir, in the short to medium term, can we do 30-40% CAGR growth, like in 27-28?
After 27. Yeah, definitely we will do that, because we are not going to stick to these 2-3 products. Here we have two products, one more product going on a study we are studying up, for which we will come into the picture after our all study will be completed. So we are going to add up four products. So has to grow. We are not going to stop anywhere.
Okay, sir. Thank you for taking my question.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vishal Dodwala from Trinetra Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Hello. Yeah.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on the strong financial performance. So I have two questions.
Yeah.
So how does your current order book look in terms of sectors and contribution?
Can you repeat your question, please, a little bit slowly?
Okay. how does your current book, order book, looks in terms of sectoral contribution, like utilities, industrials, and renewable segments?
Sir, we supply lamination to all the transformer manufacturers. So mainly right now we are having lots of orders for the power transformers as well as the solar inverter duty transformers, transformer lamination in short. So mainly 70% to 80% is of these two categories.
Okay. And second question, can you please share how much of your total revenue comes from the group company Atlas Transformers this year?
Again, you have to repeat your question.
Can you please share how much of the total revenue came from your group company Transformers?
Group company.
Vishal, you are not quite audible. Please move to, you know, an area where the network is a little better.
Okay. Am I audible now?
So you are, you want to ask that how much is our sales to our group company? That's what is that is your question?
Yes, yes. How much revenue came from your group company?
Okay. At last, I'm getting the answer. Very less. It must be somewhere around 7 or 8%.
Okay. So currently that's it from my side. I will wait in the queue for the next question.
Thank you. Participants, please restrict yourself to 2 questions. If you have more questions, kindly rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Naitik Mohata from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is it possible to share our volume numbers for FY25?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. This is the computer. So volume now you want product wise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so in this year the lamination product was sold as in 10,814 metric ton. Transformer core was 881 metric ton. Split coil was 158 metric ton. And assembled core as in 215 metric ton. And okay. 563 metric ton.
Okay.
It's 31 metric ton.
Okay. So my second question would be like, we are commissioning a big capacity now in July, as you said. So will that raise some cost for us in first half, and you know, we could see some margin headwinds for the first half from this?
So, you have to repeat your question.
So, my question is, basically, we are commissioning a big facility in the quarter two of this year, right? So, will commissioning of that facility raise some costs for us, and, you know, we could see some margin pressure in costs for some?
If I go blindly to increase my capacity, yes, there is, but we don't have such kind of plan. We are going very systematical way, and we will try maximum that we don't compromise with our margin, whether we are delayed by 1 month or 2 months in getting our target. But margin-wise, till date we didn't compromise, then in future also, we will not.
Oh, that's excellent, sir. So lastly, I believe our total capex is somewhere around 90 crores, right? So can you give the number, how much total money we have spent as of now on the capex?
So we have spent around 50 crore rupees till 31st March, because everything is at last stage, so the all money will be spent in next in this April, May, June.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. That was very helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Divesh Tated from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah, sir. So I just wanted to ask about the order visibility. You are saying that 600 crores of revenue for this year. So for radiators, you said that there is full visibility, but for other products like CRGO lamination, are we seeing order visibility there also, sir?
Yes, sir. Our customers are fully booked, and but in lamination, no one gives you order for the 2 months or 3 months or 4 months. Order comes every month. The only two companies are we are doing contracts quarterly. So that contract has been done, and we are delivering that material at present to our customers. So usually we always have an order of 45 to 60 days in hand.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, my next question is regarding the depreciation we will be charging for this new plant. If you can give me the number for that, sir.
Depreciation number. This year.
Okay.
Next year. So it will be somewhere around 4 to 5 crores additional depreciation next year.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from us, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Tejas Panchal from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Oh, hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah, sir, as you said, the nanocrystalline cores have higher EBITDA margin of 25% and this radiator have 20-22% EBITDA margin. So I wanted to know what will be our blended margin for next 2 years, where will we settle at?
Sir, somewhere, whatever right now we are sitting, we will try to maintain that, some 1 or 2% plus or minus over there.
So around 14% you are saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, in FY25, you have paid 30% in taxes. So why is that, and what tax rate can we expect?
Because we have accounted IPO expense in the first half, which is not going to get fully deduction in income tax. So that's why the rate of income tax is higher. Next year it will be 25.
Okay. And I had last question regarding borrowings. So are you going to take any debt for working capital for this new plant?
So even if we will require the working capital, we will go for a non-fund based limit because we import the CRGO. We buy it against healthy. So at present, we don't see because even with the 3,000 metric ton of stocks, we are not getting any more debt. So even if we will go for the debt in next, if we require the more working capital, we will go with the bank and take the non-fund based limits.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Purva Shah from Perfect Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on such good set of numbers, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
My question was a follow-up question on the capex that you have done. You mentioned you have spent around 50 CR. Am I right,
sir?
Till 31st of March.
Right.
But the financials that you have published publicly have a total outflow of 40 CR and you have sold investments of 10 CR. So the capex that you have done for this year was 40 CR and the CWIP on the balance sheet is around 40. So there was a mismatch of 10 CR. What is the difference there, sir?
Yeah, 1 minute. So out of the 10 crore, 7.5 crore is the IPO expenditure. Hello.
I'm sorry if I'm mistaken, sir, but the fixed asset purchase from CFI is 40.81 CI.
Purchase from what?
Purchase of fixed assets, the number on PFI, the cash flow statement, is 40.81 crore.
Okay.
And you mentioned that you have done a capex of 50 crore for the full financial year till 31st of March.
So, sir, the 50 crore is the total expenditure gone from the IPO fund. Out of that, 7.5 crores is the IPO expense, 2.5 crores is the other corporate expense, and 40 crores has been invested into the expansion.
Understood.
This is in line with our prospectus.
Okay. And another question was on the realizations of laminations, radiators, and nanocrystalline cores. If you can give a number, sir.
So the when we, if I'm talking about financial year 26, so radiator must be somewhere around 35 crores for this financial year. Nanocrystalline will be 50 crores, and the balance will be the lamination.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not asking about the revenue. I'm asking about realizations per ton.
Sir, as I replied in terms of the percentage, I'll not be able to give you exact calculation on the realization per ton. But I replied in on percentage, so you have to go with that.
Okay, not
because steel price, steel price may be vary plus or minus. We go on the per kg basis, like if we sell the radiator, its cost must be somewhere around 130 rupees to 155 rupees, depending on the paint position, compositions, and all those things.
Okay.
So, realize maybe vary product to product.
Okay, understood. I'll join in the queue.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Anshul Shah from Alpha Plus. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. My question is more, my first question is with regards to the CRGO supply. So, for the next 1 year with the trade tensions and everything, how do you see that panning out? Do you see there will be a stable supply, or do you see some changes in supply happening? Because I think last year we had some shortages and things like that. So what is your view for the next 6 months to 1.5 years, especially with the trade tensions and everything, tariffs and everything happening?
Sir, with the trade tension and all those things, the material are still coming from the China with the two mills who has got the BIS approval. Even if they will not get the approval, and we, in last financial year, we have assumed that it will not come, and we have tied up with another companies to secure our supply. And that tie-up is slowly we are making it very strong. And when China started, we have imported material from China also. And at present, I don't see that India will stop China, because we are not that producing that much of steel what we require. If they will stop, all the power equipment manufacturers will suffer.
Okay, okay. And in terms of you mentioned that 50% of the radiator capacity you are targeting for this year. So what kind of top line will we get from that?
Around 35 to 36 crores.
Okay, okay, okay. And my last question was with regards to working capital. I think there has been an increase in our inventory, which is largely because of the, in anticipation of the new plant. How much additional working capital would you require, or is most of it already, within the cycle already?
At present, whatever the working capital requirement, what we forecast we have at present, even if we'll require somewhere around 20, 30 or 50 crore rupees, if market is slow or market goes down or something, then we will require. Otherwise, in present scenario, I don't feel that we will require any working capital. And whenever we will require, we'll go to the bank and get the non-fund-based limits. But till September, we don't see any kind of requirement.
Okay, okay. Fair enough. Thank you for my answering my questions. I'll join back in the queue if I have additional questions.
Yeah, thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Dhavan Shah from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question is on the new capacity, which is 24,000 tons. That includes CRGO lamination and nanocrystalline cores. So can you break it up between these two? How much would it be for CRGO lamination, and what it would be for nanocrystalline?
So sir, when we say 24,000 metric tons, that is only for CRGO.
Okay, I think in the presentation it was mentioned that it includes nanocrystalline also, that's why.
No. Nanocrystalline is 24,000 metric ton. Radiator is 7,000 metric ton, and nanocrystalline must be somewhere around 30 to 40 metric ton per month. So, up to 50 crores altogether. We usually say 50 crores in nanocrystalline at next year's target. Capacity is all the machinery and all everything is capable to go to 150 crores turnover, but next year we are targeting around 50 crores from the nanocrystalline.
Understood. And sir, in radiators, how much volumes you are estimating this year, FY26? You already mentioned that revenue could be around 35 crores, but in terms of the volumes, what it could be?
Somewhere around 3,000 to 3,600 metric tons.
Understood. And sir, what is the domestic India requirement of radiators in terms of the market size, if you can share? And who are the other players in the market who manufacture this?
I really don't know about more in this radiator because such kind of data is not available. CRGO is a high-priced item, so that data is available. Radiator, we don't find. But when I say that 300 metric ton per month, my two customers are required more than that.
Okay.
So if I ask how to sell 300 metric ton per month, it will be around 2 to 3 customers.
Okay. So here the realization is roughly 100 rupees per kg. Radiator is also, radiator you mentioned realization of 130 to 155 na, earlier. If I do reverse, okay, understood. And nanocrystalline would be how much realization mota moti?
Sir, that is the code which we sell in a number. See, if you give me the size, I'll tell you that code will be 30 rupees per number, 50 rupees per number, 60 rupees per number. So the labor, its technicality and all those things makes it in the price. So that is a business which I cannot simply calculate.
Understood. And what are your plans, you know, to move to the main board from SME? When are you planning to move?
We have a plan to reach to that 600 crores, 1000 crores. In between, we will definitely think when our eligibility will be there, we will shift to the main board.
Okay.
We have to see.
That's all for myself.
Once that will be fulfilled, we will shift to the main board.
Understood. Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Jayesh Lad from Centra Insights LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I had a question on CRGO prices. Actually, one of your peers mentioned that in the first half of this year, the prices were around 200 rupees per kg, whereas in November, December, they went up to 250 rupees and now they are back to 230 levels or something, and due to which they were not able to command that margin. They made around, you know, single digits, 9-10%, whereas we were able to make around 15% even in H2. So what is the reason? I mean, what are something we are doing differently than they are doing?
Sir, I don't know what they are doing, but I am sticks to my business. I go with the market survey and all those things because there was a panic situation somewhere around December that two Chinese mills, BIS, was opened. and people were panicked that as China has been opened, the price will be dropped substantially, and people started selling in panic, which we did not. Because I had talked to Chinese mill and all those people, higher ups, and they said that we don't have any kind of planning to sell the low cost material to India with the BIS approval. And we stick to self price, and we struggle. We have to struggle, and we, as I said, we always work hard, and our team work hard, our marketing people work hard to stick to the R price, convincing to the customer and getting the price what we want. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes not. But we don't get panic or we don't get in hurry without market study.
So, during that October and December period, you are able to pass the prices on to your final customer?
Because there was no, when China has started, we talked to the mill and they said even if we get the approval today, we cannot simply supply material from today. We have to manufacture. We are having our orders in line. So we studied that this material, even if today China sells the material, that material will come to the India in somewhere around March end or the April. People get panicked immediately and started selling that now price will be crashed. There was no material in the market. Even if China starts supplying, there was no point that they will be able to supply before the March. Our customers also asked us lots of time to reduce the price. We said that we don't have a low material, low cost material with us. This is our price. Even if China has been opened, they did not quoted, and even if when they quoted, the prices was higher than the Indian price. So that was a panic feature for 20-25 days, which someone has to manage. I don't know about other people. We manage very well.
Okay, and sir, just a last question. So, what would be the current prices of CRGO mother coil that you are importing per kg?
It is around 3-4% lower than what it was earlier.
Okay, so it is below 250 rupees.
Sir, this is something which our competitor should not know what is our price and all those things. So I can tell you that the market drop is somewhere around 2-3%.
Okay,
and we are able to all those drop to our customers. Whenever there is a low price item is available, we have reduced our price, and whatever the stocks we were holding at that time, we have sold at the market price only, not at the lower price.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you so much for patiently answering all my questions. I will get back to you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Miten Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for taking the question and congratulations on good set of numbers. And that is evident on the stock as we see right now. I think everyone in the floor would be happy. Okay. So my first question would be I saw a disclosure regarding the MR4 scores dated 11th February. Correct?
Right.
So we started the product of MR. So I am also an electrical engineer, having worked in corporate life for 20 years in EPC companies and consulting companies, both in India and overseas. But based on my channel checks, I don't see any requirement of MR4 scores from any of the customers, either in India, from any of the EPC or consulting guys, or overseas, especially Middle East. So can I just know the reason for this introduction of new product, whether we have received any inquiry for the same, and what is the traction that we are receiving for the same?
Sir, at present, there are lots of orders going in Gujarat, as well as in South, as well as in the North. And we have started up that. We got the little bit late BIS approval, and right now we are selling that. We have full order book for the next 2-3 months.
Oh, for the MR4 scores, you are saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And my second question would be what is the percentage of exports of our overall revenue contribution of exports, and how much is of that is to US?
So we have started exporting last year only, and we contributed around 2% of our total revenue in last year. out of that, there is no export in US. All this is in Europe and Gulf countries.
Okay, and what is the target going ahead? Any target to increase this percentage contribution?
This year also we are going to do it 2 to 3%, which will be but for the total numbers of 22 to 24,000 metric tons.
Correct. So my last question would be like, what will be our asset turnover ratio from the capex that we did just right now? I guess we had an IPO process of 95 crore. So say suppose around 75 crores we did capex and rest will be for general corporate purpose. What is the total asset turnover ratio that we could expect from this expansion of this new expansion?
1 minute, huh?
Yeah.
It will be 10 times, sir.
10 times? So say we had an expansion of about 75 crores, say, for this plant. So 750 crores is the block value that we can expect from this expansion. Is that the understanding correct?
Yeah. Perfect. Financial year 27.
Yeah, yeah. If it is fully functional, 100% utilization.
Yeah.
Correct. All right. Thanks a lot. And once again, wish you all the best and making us also happy in today's stock price.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Arnav Dharmasi from Ashima Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. I just want to understand one thing. Are we seeing any China plus one demand coming in, say, because of geopolitical tension or just supply chain? Just because our customer will diversify the supply chain, anything on that?
So the China plus effect was there initially stage. Lots of transformer order was diverted from China to India. Even in our transformer company, we got few orders, which was earlier some customers gave it to China and then they have diverted to us. But again, after in last 10 days or something, the things have been changed little bit. Again, China has started exports. So yes, we can get the benefit, but we cannot assume that yes, it will be the boom kind of thing. And frankly speaking, we don't need that also. India has its own requirement, lots of requirement. And the plants which are for the renewable energy and everything, all transformer companies right now, their present capacity is fully booked.
Okay. And so second question is, say by FY27, next kind of 2 years later, what kind of export percentage will we be looking at for our overall sales?
So we are trying maximum to get the exports. Right now we have our presence in Gulf and Europe. After this plant will started, few customers from the USA will be started. So we are not boost up it, but somewhere around 5%, 10% in next 2 years, we will definitely do exports.
Understood, sir. And will there be any possibility of the plant visit going ahead?
Yeah, after July, you can visit anytime.
Sure, sir. We'll get in touch with the IR agency for the same. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Prolin Nandu from Edelweiss Public Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you again, Nilesh Bhai, for giving me the opportunity. Two questions. One is that just curious to know is our core original facility approved by PGCIL and any reason why to probably not go or go for it, right? That's my question number one.
Sir, that original capacity approval was for the toroidal cores, not for transformer lamination. So that toroidal core supply is still going on, and that is a PGCIL approval is always unit to unit. so that our unit number one is approved by PGCIL for the toluidine course.
But you manufacture the laminates also from unit one, right? So,
This PGCIL approval always comes for the product to product.
Okay. So, from unit one, the laminates that we sell are not PGCIL approved. Am I correct? Is that understanding correct?
We have two units. One is unit one, from where we are supplying the toluidine coat maximum. And for that, 220 kV approval is there. Then the second one is unit two, from there where we supply the lamination, which that unit does not have PGCIL approval. So when we are starting up unit three, we have to take it from the scratch.
Correct. So no, I just wanted to know as to was there a reason that we did not apply, our customer did not require us, or the capacity at which we were selling was but something unit, that did not get PGCIL?
Unit two, it was not adequate, or it was not dustproof area and all those things. So we should have, even we have applied, it would not have been passed.
Understood. Right. And so second question would be, you mentioned that you are not going to probably stop at these three products, right? Is it that you want to stay within laminates, and there we will see what is the bill of material, whatever part goes into transformers, for example, not laminate, transformers, right? How do you decide, right, which segment within transformers to get into, and you want to stay within transformers? And also in terms of your personal bandwidth, sir, in managing things, right? Now we are, you know, almost tripling our capacity in CRGO laminate, adding two new products as well. So by when do you think you will be in a better position in terms of your bandwidth to think about, getting into anything beyond these three products? And what is your thought process, sir, to, you know, decide as to which product to get into?
So usually we make small goals, and parallel our one team is working for some studies for the other products. So right now our first goal is to reach to 600 crores in this year, and by maintaining the same profitability or better profitability, that's the first goal. And parallel we are planning for one more product for which parallel study is going on. Once that data and everything will come, we'll talk to the customers, what is their future plan, what will be their requirement, who are the player in that field, what is the requirement, how people are getting it, what is the margins, all those studies going on. We have hired two people for that particular project. And once that will be done, we will announce that we are going for that. And of course, we have to see our finances also for that. But we do in that way only.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rajesh Jain from RK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. This year you had a higher other income because of the funds lying in the bank, that is around 9 CR of other income. So what will be the trajectory of other income, keeping in mind the funds utilization plan? Will it come down from 9 CR to, let's say, around 2 CR?
No, 9 to somewhere around 4 to 5 CR. Because that all income is not from the IPO fund. We have our company's fund which has been invested in FDs, and around 4 to 5 crores interest we are going to get from there every year.
Okay. And so, can you give some insights on your ability to pass on raw material prices, and also like how are the steel prices trending, whether they are low or high compared to their historical rates, and how are the prices of your finished products agreed on with your customers, or what is the escalation clause for the raw material, how have you structured it?
So usually we have a few customers with whom we are doing quarterly agreement, which is based on our imports and our values and everything. We sit together, we decide the price, and we close the price, which is, of course, in line of the market price. But it all depends that when you go to sell the lamination, customer will always ask for the lower price. and what you want to sell about your price and how much you are getting tapped into the customer's counteroffer. That all is a one-to-one situation. But we definitely, in the last 30 years, whenever there is a price escalation or price drop down, customer supports us because we have a long-term customers. Even when we do contracts with the big companies, we make sure that whenever there is a price drop, they buy the same price what is the contractual price.
Okay, no, so price drop, if the raw material prices increase, so you are able to pass on the prices to your customers with the lag of one quarter.
When there is a raw material price increase, we have our stocks. We don't have to buy at the higher price, sell at the lower price.
Yeah, that's correct. But eventually,
there are two kind of working policy. One, we keep few customers with whom our prices are fixed. We keep fishing on the everyday quotation and everyday order booking. So whatever we do on everyday basis, that is a plus or minus compared to market situation or market sentiments. But whatever we do is a fixed price, is a fixed price business. And we balance all those things and manage our prices.
So the fixed prices, do you reset like every year or how do you renegotiate?
Quarter.
Okay, sir, fine. Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Aditya Trivedi from Nepean Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. So question I had was, as you all gain approval from PGCIL for providing CRGO laminations for higher KV transformers, will you all have a higher realization per metric ton? And if so, what would the approximate lift in realization on a percentage basis be?
But, I don't think there will be a higher realization. But yes, the volume will be the immediate increase. That's the only one benefit.
Okay, and on this 1,000 crore FY27 top line projection, what do you expect the blended EBITDA margin to look like, given that the two new products are at 22% EBITDA and the other one at 25%? What do the blended EBITDA look like, EBITDA margin?
We can say somewhere around 13 to 14%, anywhere between 12, 13, 14.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shrey Gandhi from CR Kothari Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations on the great set of numbers. My first question is regarding raw material sourcing. What percentage raw material is imported versus what we locally source from India?
Sir, your voice is not clear. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, my question is regarding the supply chain issues of raw material. Like, how much are we importing and what percentage is locally sourced?
So that all depends on the time to time and price to price. At present, we have somewhere around 60% local purchase and 40% import.
Okay, and is there any major difference in the price of locally sourced or imported?
Yeah, of course, when you import, it is a lower price, and when you buy source locally, that is a higher price.
Okay, is this mainly from Japan, North Korea, or any other country as well, the imported materials?
It comes from Germany, Japan, Korea, and Russia.
Okay, and what is the competitive landscape right now in the industry for CRGO?
What? Competitive? I don't understand your question.
Competitive landscape in the CRGO industry currently.
Competitive landscape? What is that? Competitive landscape in current CRGO landscape? Competitors. You are talking about competitors.
Yeah. About the competitors.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are Amot stamping, then Vardhman stamping, Cripps Power Component, Mahindra, JB Lamination. Few are the competitors.
Okay. So are we facing any, like, peer competition in terms of market shares shrinking or something with the competitors and peers in the market?
There is always a competition. From the very first day we started a business, there were every transformer manufacturer keeps four, five suppliers or two suppliers. So they compare the price, they compare the quality, they compare the delivery service and all those things.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That was my question, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Ankit Soni from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I just wanted to understand on the radiators market, how is the market around, and what would be the statistics, and what would be the competition? How is the competition intensity? It's more organized market or it's more a non-organized market? And also would also better if you highlight what who would be the major competitors out here.
So this is a right now based mostly unorganized market. There are only two to three big players in all around the India, and they are more focused on the exports. They don't sell even in India. So all the transformer manufacturing in India has to end up with the unorganized market. And if you talk about volume-wise, I don't know, but radiator does has a cost of somewhere around 2 to 2.5 to 3% of the transformer cost.
Okay.
So that is the market share, and the mainly it is in unorganized and sectorial. So we are putting up a plant where we can be focused ourselves as an organized standard radiator manufacturer.
Got it. Fine, sir. Yeah, that's all. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Yes.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vishal Dudhwala from Trinetra Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you for giving me chance again. So how are you positioning yourself against established international players in export market, specifically in terms of product quality, pricing, and delivery capabilities?
The product quality and delivery capabilities we always have, and we take the order only what we can deliver. So we never face those kind of question where we take the order and we are not able to supply in terms of quality or delivery. So that's the first thing. Second thing, there is a lot of competition when you go to international, and the main competition is from China. So that's why whenever I say I always don't focus big for the export market. But yes, once with our plant will start, we will definitely start in Canada, USA. And if we get the better margin from there, we will increase our quantum over there. Right now we are supplying to Europe and Gulf, where we have to compete with the China.
And so what about pricing power? Like, how expensive or cheap you are as compared to your international competitors?
Sir, we are not cheap. We always take the orders on our quality and delivery basis.
No, no. Like,
We don't fare on the... Sorry?
My question was, like, if China player is selling product at 1,000 rupees, so at what cost you are selling? Like, it is 1,100 or same as China, Chinese product?
So if China is selling at 1,000 rupees, sometime if we can sell at 1,000 rupees with our profit, we match their price. If not, then we ask for 1,050. If we get on our delivery and quality basis, we get that order. If we don't, then we lose that order.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Nilesh Patel for the closing remarks.
Yeah. Thank you all for being part of our conference call and for actively participating in the call. We appreciate your support and trust in us. We hope we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to our investor relation advisor, Stellar Investor Relations. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.